The argument that they seem to make in the article about the quantity of detection, meaning that we're not doing this sort of race to zero, we're not trying to find as, you know, with new technologies, I would just say that if we were to attempt to detect every compound at the very lowest possible level of detection for any instrument or method, we would significantly affect the food supply with virtually no public health benefit. So we look at levels very, very low to ensure the safety of the product. And in this case, all of the sample results came back screen negative. And that's something that Consumer Reports refused to acknowledge in our meetings with them.